Greetings, TABC alumni. It's Rabbi Jack coming to speak to you about purchasing Israeli produce this year. When you come to Costco, to other stores, and you see Israeli fruit, a lot of people have a dilemma. Should we buy it? Should we not buy it? People are afraid to buy it because they know that the fruit this year has Kedushas Shvius. It blossomed, the fruit that's available this year, blossomed during the Shemitah year, Hanata, and therefore it has Kedusha Shvius, even though it was harvested after the Shemitah year. So should we purchase it or should we not purchase this? I'm going to come down that you should absolutely purchase the Israeli produce this year. Three positive reasons to purchase Israeli produce. Number one, in our parasha tells us, V'chisim kurum im kar la misecha, o konami ara misecha, that our priority should be to try to purchase from our own, from our family, from the Jewish family. You have a choice between purchasing something from Israel, something from Mexico. You certainly should buy it from Israel. Mimkar lamisecha. A second reason, Yishuv Eretz Israel. You're supporting the Israeli economy. Every purchase from an Israeli product helps the Israeli the economy, ultimately helps people with jobs in Israel, and every opportunity we have to purchase Israeli products, we certainly should do so, and fulfilling a little bit the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And third, a mitzvah that we hear four times this week in the laning, produce of the Shemitah year for us to eat, which the Ramban considers to be a mitzvah. Rav Kook even considered the possibility of saying a bracha. Of course, we don't say a special bracha, because a mitzvah on eating fruits of Shvius. However, the mitzvah is there. What an incredible opportunity. But how do we handle this? How do you handle the Israeli produce? What are the halakhic guidelines? I'd like to share with you some thoughts based on Rav Avad Yosef's ruling, and this is acceptable not only for Sfaradim, but for Ashkenazim as well. And Rav Avad Yosef believes, and he rules after a very, very long summary of the discussions regarding the Hetem Mechira, is that the bottom line is the Hetem Mechira, that the Israeli rabbinate sells the farmland in Israel to a non-Jew, essentially, fundamentally, it works. Mikra Adin, it works, and the rules of Shemitah do not apply to the produce of land that was sold to non-Jews. And most of the Israeli farmland is sold to non-Jew, and therefore, fundamentally, the rules of Shemitah do not apply to the produce. However, Rav Avad Yosef concludes that HaMachmir Tov Alav Bracha, that those who are strict, it will receive a special bracha, and therefore it's worthwhile being machmir. So the base is rely on the Hetem Mechira, but we should be machmir beyond that. Now in practice, what does that mean? What that means is again, purchase the Israeli produce. Secondly, is that when you have the Israeli produce, you should take Trumas and Masros, even from the Shemitah year, because yes, Trumas and Masros do not apply to produce of the Shemitah year, but since the produce was grown in land that was sold to a non-Jew, we should consider it as the laws of Shemitah not applying to this produce, and therefore we should take Trumas and Masros. It's very easy to take Trumas and Masros. The Art Scroll Sitter, and any good sitter, gives you easy instructions on how to take Trumas and Masros. So it should be taken without a bracha on produce, even from this year, even though it blossomed during the Shemitah year. The third rule you should be aware of. The Torah says, Vaisash Abbas Aras Lachem, that the produce for the Shemitah year is Lachem, it's for Jewish people. That's our third rule. Our fourth rule is La'achla. La'achla v'lo lehef, said that you should be eating it, and you should not be wasting any of it. So anything you purchase from any fruit from Israel this year, make sure not to waste any. And any leftovers of the fruit, you should put it into a plastic bag and let it disintegrate before it's disposed. But you should try not to waste it. V'haysah Shabbos Aras Lachem L'Achla, mitzvah to eat it, v'lo lehefsid, and shouldn't be wasted. Our fifth halacha is V'haysah Shabbos Aras Lachem L'Achla, for ochal and not for schora. And the base rule is you should not purchase this. You be more machmir on the more machmir side regarding that to mechira, that you should purchase it with a credit card as opposed to with cash. And finally, if there are any peels, the peels can be discarded. The rules of Shemitah do not apply to the peels. So the bottom line is that you should buy the Israeli produce this year, take Trumas and Masos, try your best to keep the laws of Shemitah, and take advantage of this great opportunity of a mitzvah that we do not normally have the opportunity to fulfill. May we all move to Eretz Yisrael, Shvel Zocha, to be in Eretz Yisrael, to be able to be have the great privilege of fulfilling the mitzvah of Shemitah, as well as all mitzvahs HaTzuyas Ba'aretz. We should have a great Shabbos, and all special greetings to all our TABC alumni.